Lynn Mulready is the Republican candidate for the office of Oklahoma's Insurance Commissioner. He has 35 years of experience in the insurance industry, is a small business owner, and currently is a member of the Oklahoma House of Representatives. He previously served as chair of the House Insurance Committee and is now the floor leader emeritus. In the following interview with Insurance Journal's Stephanie Jones, Mulready airs his views on various issues he believes are important to the state's insurance markets. What, in your opinion, are the primary functions of the Oklahoma Insurance Department?
Okay, yeah, so I think as I've been traveling around our state, I've been talking about that exact thing. And I think absolutely number one priority of the department is consumer protection. I just see that as the number one primary role for the insurance department. I think in other areas, sort of from a priority standpoint, I would list out ensuring the financial solvency of the insurance companies, basically making sure that they are financially healthy and able to abide by and administer the contracts that they have committed to. I think that consumer education is a big part. Unfortunately, a lot of our, not just our state, but the general public is not well versed on insurance issues. Insurance can be complicated, and so I think the department has a role in trying to educate consumers so they can be smart insurance consumers and make wise decisions when it comes to spending their precious dollars on insurance premiums. And third, I think combating insurance fraud is a big part. I have jokingly referred to it as the sort of high blood pressure of the insurance industry. It's a silent killer with insurance fraud. And so I think being vigilant and upfront and proactive on preventing insurance fraud is another priority of the Oklahoma Insurance Department.
And what aspects of your professional background do you feel qualify you for service as Oklahoma's insurance commissioner?
Yeah, so that is a great one for me to answer. I've been in the insurance business for 35 years now. I like to joke I started when I was five, but not really, but 35 years in the industry, at all different aspects of the industry, and at some of the highest levels of some variety of different roles. I have experience in the property and casualty side of the business as an independent insurance agent on healthcare, health insurance, life insurance. I've worked as an independent agent, as a broker, and I've been an executive at two of Oklahoma's largest health insurance companies. But in addition to that, for the last decade here in Oklahoma, I've worked as a small business owner. In fact, I've owned a couple of small businesses, but my insurance business is a small business, and we provide Oklahoma employers with their employees with benefits and health insurance and make sure they're maximizing their employee benefit dollars. But in addition to that, for the last 8 years, I've served as a state legislator and a former chairman of the Insurance Committee in the House of Representatives. So I've seen some other variations of things that I may not have dealt with professionally specifically, but through that role, I've also had a chance to interact with that. I received my CIC designation a number of years ago, back in the late 80s. I've served as the president of both the Tulsa and the Oklahoma State Health Underwriters Association, and have previously been named as the State Health Underwriter of the Year. So all of that to say, I've got a wide variety of experience, really from all aspects of the insurance industry. I believe that extensive and diverse experience, and as my role dealing with insurance policy, uniquely qualifies me to be the next state insurance commissioner.
So why do you want to serve as the commissioner?
It's a great question, the why. I think... again, as you just heard about my experience, a big part of it is just a desire for public service. I've always had that. I've been heavily involved in nonprofit world here in Oklahoma, and then to serve in the legislature for the last 8 years. But I think the key thing is that Oklahomans have a lot to worry about. They're busy taking care of their families. They're putting food on the table. They're paying their bills and paying for their prescriptions and things like that. And so I want to hopefully give them more insurance choices, give them greater access that will help decrease what they have to worry about. I want to be confident that when the time comes, when they need it, which is typically not a good time, right, when there's an insurance claim or when they need that insurance, these aren't high moments in folks' lives. They're a car wreck or a storm that blew through or a healthcare crisis of some type. But they need to be confident that when that time comes, they will have the coverage that they purchased and that insurance companies committed to. So that would be, if you could put it that way, I want to serve as the commissioner to try to lessen what Oklahomans have to worry about. And they can be confident that the companies are solvent, they're going to do what they say they're going to do, and their claims will be properly evaluated and acted upon.
So how would you describe the current state of the insurance market in Oklahoma?
I think overall it's good. We have certain positive and negative aspects, probably like every state does within the industry. But number one, from a negative standpoint, I would say is just a lack of choices for health insurance. The Affordable Care Act has had some damaging effects to our state. In our marketplace, we went from having six choices to four to two, and last couple of years we only had one health insurance option for individuals in the marketplace. The good news is that we are, for 2019, we're adding a second option. We have Medica coming into our individual market, so that's a positive step. But there's some need there on the positive side. Our workers' comp side of things has seen substantial decreases in rates, mainly due to legislative changes and reforms that have been done over the last few years. So that's a positive thing. From a free market competitive situation, we've got well over 100 companies in Oklahoma that are writing auto insurance premiums. We have 800 that are licensed to write auto insurance in our state. So I'm a big believer in the free market. I believe that that more choices and more competition drives down costs, increases efficiency, increases innovation, that sort of thing. So I think we need more of that. We can at times be a tough state to do some business in, just with, as you know, we have our share of catastrophic claims with hail and tornado. But overall, I think the current state of the Oklahoma insurance markets is good, with some pockets of real positive and some pockets of some negative, as I just described.
Maybe you could expand some of the critical issues that you feel need to be addressed regarding insurance regulation.
Okay. So as I look ahead, I think a couple jump out at me. And, one is, to get real specific, would be on the uninsured motorists. We have tried to make some changes in the legislature to address that. But we have a real problem in our state. Right, more than one in four on the roads today are uninsured, which is a little scary when you drive down the road, start counting every fourth car. But I think more work needs to be done there. We're in the middle of making some technology changes to help on that, which hopefully should have a strong impact. Other things that will need to be addressed is on the health side. I see, with the recent changes to association health plans, as well as to short-term limited duration plans. These are things that I've interacted and explained and sold to folks in the past. But we're going to need to make some, we're going to need to adjust to that. In fact, very specifically in Oklahoma, our current statutes only allow us to write short-term plans up to 6 months, rather than the 364 days that the feds will now allow. So this next legislative session, which will begin February 1st of 2019, we will be requesting to make changes to that, to allow for that. And that's not an answer for everybody. But again, back to my previous comments about more choices, it's a good solution for some folks versus going uninsured. And so I guess I would list those as the two critical areas, uninsured motorists, as well as some of the health changes.
And if you're elected, what would be some of the first initiatives that you'd pursue?
Oh, I think, you know, back to one of the earlier questions, consumer education, I think is critical. And I think maybe a little some extra focus on that and consumer education. There's also another area that I think needs to just be brought up to a higher level, and that would be maybe 3 years ago here in Oklahoma, we brought our PBMs, pharmacy benefit managers, under the insurance department. We were one of the first states to do that in the U.S. Now I know a lot of the states, I think we're now up to over 30, that have done that, brought PBM, the insurance department being the regulatory authority for PBMs. And so I think, you know, unfortunately, there's not a lot of expertise in that insurance department when that thing happens. So I think taking a look at how we're doing that, and I am not one for having a overly burdensome regulatory environment at all, but we do need to, we have been given that by statute, the responsibility of that. So we need to take that seriously and, you know, hire in some expertise and make sure we're all on a level playing field, and then let the competitive market take care of that. So PBMs would be something that typically isn't talked about, but I think that's something that we need to take a look at.
And finally, what message would you like to convey to insurance agents and brokers in Oklahoma?
So agents and brokers, my message to them, I would, I guess, first of all, I would say that I'm one of you. For a good chunk of that 35 years, I have served as an agent and broker, probably for certainly more than half of that time, over 20 years, as an agent or broker working for families, for Oklahoma families and businesses. Our state has, you know, certain weather patterns and historically a very unhealthy lifestyle choices related to obesity and smoking rates, that sort of thing. So this can be a tough state in which to work. But Oklahomans, the Oklahoma consumer needs you guys and girls more and more to advise them and help protect them. And so that is the role of the agent and broker. I think the agent broker is a critical role. They are pillars in their community, the agents and brokers throughout Oklahoma. And so I think as they work with consumers to give them more choices and help them make those decisions, that's a critical role. And the simple fact is the traditional family is no longer the norm. We have diversity of our businesses, and that continues to grow here in Oklahoma. These cause changes, but we need those agents and brokers to adapt with those changes. And so you're doing a great job. Keep serving the people and protecting them, and we'll help them do that as well.
Well, Glenn, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Of course. We appreciate you asking, appreciate the call, and we look forward to interacting with you in the future.